Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
As a result of the October 3rd city election, it was time to meet the updated roster for the Saldanha City Council members. Under Resolution 2023-060, the incumbent winners of the Saldanha City election were admitted into office. The city clerk asked the incumbents to come forward and take an oath to be sworn into the assembly. Paul Whitney was reelected as the Saldanha City Mayor. He ran unopposed. Chera Wackler was reelected into seat F. Likewise, she ran unopposed. Dan Nelson was reelected for seat B after running against his opponent, Garrett Dominic. As all the members were sworn in, they were welcomed back by their fellow members for another term. Nelson did want to thank everyone that came out to vote, as well as acknowledge his opponent and give credit where credit was due.
I want to thank everyone who came out and voted, and I'm certainly looking forward to another term, and certainly also want to congratulate Mr. Dominic. It was a very good election and a good campaign, and I thank him for raising his hand and putting his name in, which is not an easy thing to do.
All reelected officials will serve another term, which lasts for 3 years. The Department of Transportation Commissioner talks brine with the Peninsula Public. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska Department of Transportation Commissioner Ryan Anderson participated in a public meeting on Wednesday night, October 11th, to discuss the growing concern amongst Peninsula residents over the potential corrosive effects of the winter road brine mixture used on Peninsula roads. Anderson began the meeting by sharing his appreciation for the community response, as well as expressing the DOT's interest in understanding community concerns.
We're a northern latitude state, and this is something that, you know, we do, and we have to do a good job. We wanted to make sure we understand what's going on throughout the state, as well as really honing in around the Kenai to understand what's going on here.
Once the floor was open to the public, a steady stream of locals from the standing room only assembly chambers lined up in front of the microphone to voice their concerns. In total, 38 people took to the podium to speak out, 37 who were opposed to the brine's use, and one in favor. Several local politicians were also present to offer their thoughts, both as community leaders and private citizens.
Just recently, I was up at an auction for a local trucking company that was selling a bunch of trucks up in Anchorage. 20 trucks in a line, 15, 20 trucks, all the same age, all up for auction. Talked to the mechanic and the fleet manager, and I said, so which ones here are the good ones? He goes, well, you see all the ones with the scaling rust and the whole frame looks like it's going to fall apart? Those are all Kenai trucks. You don't want anything from Kenai.
Said Kenai City Council member Alex Doffitt. State Senator Ben Carpenter objected to the commissioner's explanation that the DOT planned to reduce brine usage this winter.
The people here don't want a reduction, they want an elimination. And we've got the trucks, and we've got the people. Please help me understand what the options are and what the costs are so that we can get to a point where we're not using the brine, because that's what the people want. I get that the administration wants to be able to use it for certain reasons, but the people don't want it.
According to Commissioner Anderson, the community can expect a response from the DOT within the next week regarding its immediate plans for winter road care. As for a permanent long-term solution, that likely won't come until later in 2024. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Katmai National Park has announced the winner of Fat Bear Week. And instead of crowning a king, this year, a queen has won the entire competition. This proud champion's name is 128 Grazer, a mama bear who raised two litters of cubs. According to the National Park Service, this mom doesn't play when it comes to protecting her babies. She preemptively confronts and attacks much larger bears, even large and dominant adult males. Not only does she beat out the big and the bad bears, she also defeated her challenger, known as 32 Chunk. Chunk received approximately 23,000 votes, making him the runner-up. Grazer blew him out of the salmon-filled water by receiving approximately 108,000 votes. Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Friday.